Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, and welcome to Saving Lives in Slow Motion. Today, I'd like to talk about downtime. Now, it's on my mind because I'm switching off for a bit and going on holiday, and I've just switched off access to all my emails, and I've also come off certain groups on my phone. The reason for that is that previously in years gone by, I've been on holiday and I've still had to respond to emails and WhatsApps and work-related stuff. And although I think, you know, any business owner that is listening to this will think, well, you know, you're never really on holiday when you own a business. I get that. But sometimes you just need time off and you need some downtime. And there is some science behind this, which I'll come to. But I guess the starting point for how the need for downtime becomes essential in a way is if you think about different phases of your life and cast your mind back to teenage years, and this isn't for everyone. In general, teenagers need a lot more sleep and they can become quite lazy and selfish because of their monkey brain and dopamine and all the changes that go on there, very similar to a toddler in some ways. Doesn't happen with every teenager in every part of the world, obviously. And at that point in your life, you know, if you have the luxury of getting a lot of downtime and being lazy, in inverted commas, great. But then the pressures of adulthood kick in, and whatever your working life or your educational life is like, you end up becoming busy. And this thing about being busy is this badge of honour. Oh, I'm so busy, I'm this, I'm that. And I've done it myself. You know, you're all over the place. You've got, you know, you suddenly turn into the stereotype. No, I don't have a window for you. All that kind of malarkey. I've never ever said that to anyone, but you know, that kind of thing. And very quickly you're on that treadmill towards burnout and feeling a bit exhausted, and you think, hey, you know what, I need some downtime. Now, I would argue it's too late by then, and if you're looking forward to something like a holiday a little bit too much, then you're probably already a little bit burnt out. You need sort of regular, you know, chunks of downtime that are built in. And as I've always said, these things are best done if they're done regularly, so on a daily basis. So for me, it's yoga and my 1 minute recharge, but I don't always do it every day. I can't fit it in, but I really try and prioritize it because I function better if I'm doing those things. And some people would do things like a digital detox. You know, they come off social media or they come off their gadgets for a while. That really helps. So the other thing is, downtime means different things to different people. So some people will say, oh, you know, I go canoeing, or I go running, or I do, you know, which is great, that's fantastic. But in the strict psychological sense, that isn't downtime. It all depends on whether your brain is still active and problem solving and thinking about things that are bouncing around your head. It's very difficult because a lot of people can't create that stillness of mind. I have a lot of patients that tell me they can't meditate, for example, or they can't do mindfulness. And there's an interesting concept, this idea of the default mode network of the brain, where brain looks inward and reflects on the past and thinks about the future, and its role in things like mood and memory, but also the ability to really switch your brain off. So it's not about whether the default mode network, and I'll post a link to this obviously, is good or bad. It's about what alters it. So lots of things do. Exercise will alter it. Meditation will alter it. Prayer will alter it. Sleep will alter it. And although there's a lot of contention around the default mode network in science and agreeing what that even means, one thing that is for sure is that proper downtime, and that means literally switching your brain off as much as possible. So all the things that you read about, you know, going into nature and meditating and taking naps that are 20 to 30 minutes long, these things recharge us. They really do. But my own feeling is that in the modern world, we're so overwhelmed and bombarded that we often don't get time or the ability to switch off to that level because there's always some kind of background worry going on. So what can you do practically if you're someone that really finds it hard to switch off? So I love this exercise. This is one I learned about 20 years ago and I still use it to this day and I advise patients to use it. And it's really where you sit quietly in a room at home in a chair, close your eyes, relax as much as you can. Think of something that makes you feel relaxed. There's no evidence base to this, by the way. It's just something that I think helps. Most people think it does, so I can't give you a reference for it. But and what you do is you think of something that makes you feel relaxed. So it could be something musical. It could be sitting on a beach. It could be something religious, whatever works for you. And you think of this thing and take some deep breaths in and out while you've got your eyes closed. You can try it now if you like. So you take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. And as you relax, you sort of sink further into your chair and it feels more and more comfortable. And you really get into this feeling of relaxation, thinking of whatever it is that you're thinking. So if it's the beach, you can feel yourself sinking into the sand and the heat of the sun on your face, really heighten the experience. And then as soon as a worry enters your mind, which is not unusual in this day and age, you go back to the beginning of a breath and start the whole thing again to try and override it. And when you feel really relaxed after a few minutes, you try and mark it somehow by, I don't know, pinching your earlobe or something like that as a sort of marking point, like an anchor or something to associate that feeling of relaxation with. Now that's really simple and it works on people that can't, that find it really hard to meditate and find it difficult to switch off. It allows them to suddenly relax by using some sort of methodology. They're often people who are quite perfectionist and always on it, you know. I think the main thing is to actually commit to trying to have some downtime. It's so difficult because we have so much to do in the modern world where you think, oh, I shouldn't be wasting this time. I could be doing this or I could be doing that. Very, very understandable. But actually, the real investment is in doing less, because when your brain's doing the active stuff, it will be much more productive. That is what the science seems to say. I'm going to post some show notes. I'm going to leave it there, actually. I want this to be the shortest episode that I recorded, partly because I'm in a rush and I need to catch a flight. But anyway, listen, I hope that was useful to some level. Just a reminder that downtime is important. What does downtime mean to you? Is it true downtime? Do you ever really switch off? I want you to just think about that. Do let me know your thoughts. Let me know if you want me to cover anything in terms of topics. And until next time, do stay well. Look after yourself. Take care. Bye for now.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.